This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia wizards, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, back with my best friend, Meredith. Meredith, what's up?
Hey, kids in the car. It's good to be back again this week.
I love it. I love that you're back. We have a very highly requested episode this week. I love going into the summer strong. We are going to be playing some Harry Potter trivia, and this has been requested by Navy, Caleb, Sean Graham, and a special shout out to GN as well. Also, we have birthdays, James, Grayson, Kylie. Happy birthday, Sadie, from your sister, Sophie, and Bryn. Happy birthday, you guys. I hope you have an amazing birthday week.
Woohoo! You should ask your mom and dad for a little sorting hat.
I mean, I like it. We came down from the pony or something totally ridiculous. So this is wonderful. Yeah, sorting hat it is. All right, here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Harry Potter trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one and tell you your score and see if you were able to beat Meredith. I have a feeling you will. This is not her strongest suit, but nevertheless, she may persist.
I just want to say, I did read the Harry Potter books when they first came out. It was like, what, 20 years ago or something?
It was a long time ago.
Right.
So I'm always surprised when we get so many requests from kids. Like, yeah, they're like, we want more. We've done this so much in the past and they want even more. So finding questions I haven't asked was just as hard. Some may feel familiar, but there's definitely a ton of new ones. So let's get into it. Round one. Question one. We're just going to just glide in.
Okay.
Question one. Name all four Hogwarts houses.
Okay, I do know this, and it's because I took a quiz on BuzzFeed once, and I'm a Hufflepuff. So that's one. And then we have Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin's the bad guys.
That is correct. Good job. Boom. Okay. Question two. Who is manipulated into vandalizing Hogwarts with messages about the Chamber of Secrets?
I don't know.
just as quickly, the confidence plummets. It is Ginny Weasley. Ginny, unsuspecting Ginny. Okay, question three.
Have I ever scored just a one in a trivia? Like, I wonder.
We're about to see.
Okay.
Question three. Which insect is Ron afraid of?
Okay, I do know this. It is spiders.
Correct. It is spiders. Okay, question four. Who is Harry's godfather?
It's that guy they think is bad, but then he's not. Or maybe he is. I don't know.
He's a good guy. It's Sirius Black.
Ah!
All right. Question five. What is the animal symbol of Ravenclaw? Now, be careful answering because you're going to think it's one thing, but it's not.
It's not a raven with a claw?
Weirdly, no. It's an eagle, you guys. I don't know why they went with an eagle and not a raven. It's weird.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, question six. What is the name of Hagrid's dog?
Oh, I know that one. It's Fang.
That's right. Little Fang drooling.
I know
all over
our kids wanted to name our dog Fang. That's why I know. I was like, I don't even know this reference. They named him Bilbo, like the little hobbit instead.
So they went the other way. It's fine.
Yeah. It went
another way. Okay. Question 7. What class does Professor McGonagall teach?
Science.
I mean, it's probably a science. It's transfiguration, where you are able to change one object into another. Transfiguration. It feels sciencey to me. I'm going to be very honest with you. Okay, question 8. What is the formal Christmas event held to celebrate the Triwizard Tournament?
Okay, I know this because I remember it from a movie. It's the Yule Ball.
It is the Yule Ball. I would have rocked a Yule Ball so hard, you guys. I just want to put that out there. I was made to dress for a Yule Ball.
She would have been on the planning committee for the Yule Ball as well. Don't let her fool
you. I would have made the welcome speech. Like, thank you guys all for coming to my Yule Ball. Because that's who I am as a person. Okay, question 9. What position does Harry play on the Gryffindor Quidditch team?
He's the seeker.
He is a seeker. Final question of this round. What kind of pet does Harry own and what is her name?
Harry has a little owl, but I can't remember the name.
So partial points there to Hufflepuff. It is an owl and its name is Hedwig. Okay. You actually did pretty well. I think it was
like halfsies. Yeah. Like, you know, okay.
It's going to get a slightly tougher, not super tougher, but just a touch.
Like a little baby touch of tough. Okay.
Baby touch. Okay. Question.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Question 1 of round 2. Okay. What is Hermione's Patronus?
What's a Patronus?
The thing that comes out of the animal that comes out of their wand when like the Dementors are around. So it's like goodness, a good animal that comes out and protects them.
A cat.
Close. She has a pet cat. So you were kind of close, but it's actually an otter, which is a weird flex, but an otter it is. Okay. Question 2. What is the name of the Gryffindor ghost?
Screaming Irma.
That's a good name for a ghost. It's actually nearly headless Nick. All right. Question 3. What type of creature is Fluffy?
Werewolf.
So, you know, right away, if its name's Fluffy, it's got to be like bad
news.
It's
got to
have
some fuzz.
It is a 3-headed dog.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Question 4. What is Voldemort's real name?
Tom Riddle.
I'm going to give it to you. He's got a middle name. It's Marvolo, but Tom Riddle, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. You got it. Okay. Question five, which incantation can levitate an object?
Abracadabra.
It probably would. Specifically for Hogwarts, it would be Wingardium Leviosa.
Come on. Nobody knows that.
Everybody knows that. Okay. Question seven. This is a hard one.
Okay.
The hardest I think that I have. There are seven Weasley kids.
What?
Them from oldest to youngest.
Get out of here. First of all, no one knows this. What is this? Like Jeopardy level kids trivia?
Listen.
Okay, so the kids' names are Ron and Ginny, and that's it. And then there's the two twins, and they don't even have names. Their names are just two twins. There's four kids.
Okay.
Twins, Ron and Ginny.
Should you actually know the answer to this? From oldest to youngest, it would be Bill, Charlie, Percy, the worst, Fred and George, Ron and Ginny. That is the seven Weasley children. Okay.
Why were you mean to the one guy? Why did you say the worst?
The worst. I don't know. He's a know-it-all. He's a prefect. He thinks nothing's wrong. He would probably be the first to go over to the Death Eaters because he just wants to belong to things because he's so irritating.
Oh,
you know,
I got a brother like that.
He's just got a lot of pick-me energy. He's just all pick-me energy. Okay. Question seven, who kills Dobby the house elf?
Harry.
No, it was Bellatrix. She is evil. She killed him and he's adorable. So they had to bury him. Okay. Question eight. What children's book contains the story of the Deathly Hallows?
Come on.
They wanted hard questions. I'm Harry Potter. Them here. It's the book within Harry Potter that all the wizard kids read. It is the Tales of Beedle the Bard. Okay. Question nine. What is the largest ball used in Quidditch?
Soccer.
It's, I mean, it's probably shaped like one. It's a quaffle.
A quaffle.
Yes.
Rhymes with waffle.
Yes. Final question. Probably a place that I would be familiar with. What is the name of the pub at the entrance of Diagon Alley?
The Leaky Cauldron.
Yes, it is, lady. It's the Leaky Cauldron. Finishing strong. We did it.
I knew the bar's name, everybody.
All right, guys, we survived another round of Harry Potter trivia. We may still keep going in the future. I don't know. We have so many Harry Potter trivias in our past. You can definitely go back and listen to them. We love doing them because you guys are so super excited.
Do we
about
love
them.
Doing them?
Well, do we? I do. But you, I think it's a ding to your confidence. I'm not going to lie.
I think it's it knocks me down a notch every time we have to do Harry Potter.
It does.
Maybe
it's okay.
Watch
it's
the
okay.
Movies.
Guys, right. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page. Check out the posts there. Not only do we post new shows, we post pictures of you. Your parents send us your pictures. We love posting them, especially if you guys playing trivia in the car or any of the cool stuff you do or stuff you love around your town. We want to see it and post it. So make sure your parents send it over and include your names. We cannot post it without your names. If you want a shout out or a birthday shout out, head over to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. And again, make sure to include your name or else we don't know who to give the shout out to. All right, my trivia wizards, have a magical day.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.